Asif Khan is GAO's Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues and headed up that recent report, and he joins us on the line now. Asif, thanks for coming on Federal News Radio. Welcome back.
You're welcome, Jared.
So the key headline to me, or not headline, but key item in the report to me was, quoting here, improper payment estimates for 2011 were neither reliable nor statistically valid. So tell me why that is.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the primary reason for this condition is because of the longstanding financial management weaknesses that we have highlighted on our other reports. The other reason is because of significant deficiencies in DoD's procedures for estimating improper payments. Just to give you one or two examples is that we didn't find any key quality control procedures in place, such as just doing basic reconciliations to make sure that the population from the program payments were correctly estimated. The other one was that the sampling methodology that was used for estimating the improper payments was improper. It was the wrong approach that used. So that was one reason. And then just digging in a little bit deeper, we also found that there were significant deficiencies in DoD policy and procedures to address other key improper payments requirements. And I'm talking about fiscal year 2011, like you had mentioned.
Right.
And just kind of quickly, I mean, one of those that DoD treats all these programs, all their programs, as equally susceptible to significant improper payments. So consequently, they have not done a risk assessment, a comprehensive risk assessment, to be able to identify the root causes of improper payments.
Let's go back to that accurate populations issue. I don't have the numbers right here in front of me, but I believe that you found that in 2011 they had more than $1 trillion in total outlays for 2011.
Correct.
And they only examined somewhere just north of $600 billion to come up with their improper payment estimates.
Right. I mean, the total outlay, like you're mentioning, was over $1 trillion. However, the intra and intergovernmental payments are not subject to the improper payment estimates. So that brings the payments down for the improper payment estimate to just over $617 billion.
I see. Okay. Let's talk about that risk assessment issue that you brought up earlier. Does GAO have any recommendations for how they would be able to better assign risk so that they could, I assume the idea would be to focus their improper payment identification resources in those areas?
Right. I mean, we have a risk assessment guide, which we have made mention to in our report itself. I mean, that will be very specific to each of the different programs. We have highlighted the 8 different programs that DoD has. Primarily, they are in military pay, civilian pay, health benefits, commercial pay, travel pay. So each of these programs is going to have different characteristics for which they have to tailor the risk assessment to. And the key in that one is once they have a risk assessment, they will be able to hone in on the specific vulnerabilities for each of these programs.
One of those areas, commercial payments, caught my eye just because it was so low. I think it was 0.04% they flagged as improper payments. That seemed especially suspect to me just because of the huge dollar figures of overpayments to contractors that both GAO and the DODIG have identified in past reports. I think in one year, GAO specifically found I'm looking for the number here. I apologize. But I believe it was $400 million or something in just a single year in overpayments to contractors.
Right. The DFAS contractor pay, that's the largest amount. The one you were referring to was done by the Corps of Engineers. DFAS contractor pay, you're correct, is the largest amount of outlays from DoD. That's about $368 billion. Of which the estimates for 2011 in improper payments was $225 million. And you're right. I mean, that seems low compared to what the other data that provides from other work that was done either by GAO or DODIG.
So of the improper payments that DoD does identify, how is it doing in terms of recapturing those payments?
That was another finding we had. There was not much of a improper payment recapture effort on part of DoD. They were using other mechanism to be able to offset those payments. They have longstanding other ways to be able to collect any overpayments they identify, but they didn't have any program which specifically complies with IPERA.
Right, which is the give me the acronym there, the Improper Payments
Recovery.
Yeah, Recovery Act. Thank you. Right. Just for our listeners who aren't familiar with financial management quite as much. We don't have time to go through all 10 of your recommendations, but I know DOD agreed with 9 of them and partially concurred with 1 of them. Of anything we haven't mentioned so far, can you tick off 1 or 2 that you think are most important for them to implement to tackle this problem?
I mean, the first one is, I mean, they really have to come up with the proper estimates, because that's the amount that is reported. That's the amount that DOD leadership focuses on. So they need to have a reliable estimate. And the second one is that they need to have a robust risk assessment plan so that they can pinpoint where to really apply their resources, so they can, A, understand what remediation actions need to take place, and then, again, also to monitor improper payments being made in subsequent years.